I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. When I was a kid, we would repeat this rhyme just for fun. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Little did I know I'd be cursing this rodent later on in life. The woodchuck, groundhog, or whistling pig lives in burrows near open fields or woody edges. They also can take up residence under a porch, woodpile, or deck. Out in an open field, they won't cause much damage, but if they find your garden, watch out. When my daughter was younger, we had a baby woodchuck in our yard, and she begged me not to bother it. I didn't, but as it grew fat, our summer garden grew thin. If you're going to try to coexist with a woodchuck, plant things they're less likely to eat, like tomatoes and garlic. To control the occasional visitor, try repellent sprays such as cayenne and garlic. However, to really prevent woodchuck damage, you'll need a good fence. Build a fence 4 feet tall and buried 1 foot into the ground before you see signs of woodchuck activity. Curve the in-ground portion of the fence to an L shape pointing away from the garden and bury it. Above ground, don't attach the top 1 foot of the fence to the poles. When the woodchuck tries to dig under the fence, they'll hit the buried apron. If they climb up, the wobbly fence top will drop them back to the ground outside the garden. Live trapping is illegal and not encouraged because often a new woodchuck will just move into the area where your trapped woody lived. Also, if you move a woodchuck, it's not likely to survive in its new location. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about sweet peppers. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.